This is the Cube Talk America Radio Network.
Oh my gosh. Well, last hour we were talking like we were from Minnesota or Wisconsin or wherever, you know, we were talking like that.
I'm just saying,
you know, that part of the country.
That's just fucking rude.
It's
sure.
rude. Yeah.
We were doing all kinds of stuff. We had headlines about all kinds of exciting stories. You can catch it. It'll be posted at QTalkAmerica.com. Show 354. Last hour would be 354B, and this section is 354C, because it's the C block of our highly acclaimed, critically talked about
See, we're
podcast.
Still doing it.
Yeah,
critically acknowledged.
We're doing it. Yeah.
People are just critical.
Anywho, yeah. Coming up in this hour, we're going to have some two things with Kat Carlson.
Oh my God, we are.
We might even have a thoughtful vulgarity. You never know.
You never know.
But we're going to kick off everything as we do in the C Hour with our lovely and talented Al Perkins in entertainment.
Well, good morning. So,
Mazel tov.
Ruby Rose, hot lesbian.
Hot lesbian.
Hot lesbian. But I guess there's other things that she's adding to it. Has quit the Twitter. After backlash over Batwoman
casting.
Well,
so casting. Shall I.
So there is something about Batwoman. I don't understand it.
Don't know.
But Ruby Rose will seemingly hone the craft of cape crusading free from the scrutinizing gaze of Twitter. The 32-year-old gender-fluid actress and model deleted her account on the social media site over the weekend following backlash against her casting as Batwoman. Billed as the first openly gay superhero to lead a TV show in both the CW's upcoming DC crossover event and a subsequent standalone series. Where on earth did Ruby is not a lesbian, therefore she can't be Batwoman come from? It has to be the funniest, most ridiculous thing I've ever read. I came out at 12 and have for the past 5 years to deal with she's too gay. How would y'all flip it like that? I didn't change. I wish we could all support each other in our journeys. And then she shut down her profile. Referencing users' criticisms regarding her qualifications for the part, some have said Rose's gender-fluid status is inconsistent with Batwoman's lesbian identity. It's called acting!
Yeah.
And hot, hot, hot. Like, put her in that, like, right. pleather plastic
oh,
suit.
Oh, my God.
A
of all.
Halle Berry.
Yeah.
That's all I'm on. Halle fucking Berry. Right
I'm on
there.
Board, right?
That movie was Tom Cruise stupid. I just put my headphones in and just watched her walk around in that fucking thing.
Nobody cares
no.
about anybody else. That but just we're meow. Just,
yeah, we're just filling up the spank bank.
Yeah.
People.
Yep.
The Australian performer.
Gotta make deposits when you make withdrawals. Like,
yeah, it's
simple
yeah.
baking.
Give
simple
and take.
Accounting.
Right, back to a cooking show. When oh, banking.
Oh,
then she said baking. I'm like, I don't understand the metaphor, but I'm gonna roll with it because I'm not in the mood to argue.
It could be baking too. I don't know.
You
I don't
put
know.
Cakes in the oven. You take cats, cakes out of the oven. I don't know how it works.
Cats in the cradle.
Yeah.
Silver spoon.
When women and when minorities join forces, we are unstoppable. But when we tear each other down, it's much more hurtful than from any other group. But hey, love a challenge. I just wish women in the LGBT community supported each other more. My wish was we were all a little kinder and more supportive of each other. Sending everyone my love and gratitude. It's been a roller coaster of a year. This month especially. See you later. On August 7th, the CW announced that Cass Rose, who has long been open about her gender fluidity, and recently ended a romantic relationship with the Veronica singer Jessica Origliasso,
yes,
was seen by many as another historic move for LGBT representation in superhero space. But of course, we can't please everybody, because if they want to make a movie about a serial killer, we can only hire serial killers. That's it. You
well,
have
and
to.
And then what if you hire a strangler
right,
to play a stabber?
That, I mean, it's not going to work. I'm
so
not going to believe
them?
The character. I'm not going to do it. But, I mean, she's terrific. She's hot. I wish her luck. I don't understand what that woman is, but I guess we're going to find out, and then she's a big old dyke in a hopefully super hot outfit.
Yeah.
I'm just wishing it for others.
Yeah. For, yeah.
But on that topic, Ruby Rose was wasted talent-wise on Pitch Perfect 3.
Oh,
what a
yeah.
huge disappointment.
Yeah. Well, what a huge disappointment that was anyway.
From beginning to end, that movie was...
Yeah.
I feel like they... And I guess they were pushing for like a romantic relationship between Anna Kendrick and the other main Bella.
Brittany Snow.
Yeah, they were hoping to like get something together. And
so there's an entire, I'm going to tell you this right now, I've told you before, there's an entire underground on the internet, primarily Tumblr, of fan fiction, like lesbian fan fiction between Anna Kendrick and
Brittany Snow.
Brittany Snow.
Really?
Like they're Pitch Perfect characters. Yeah. Google Bukloe. It's all out there.
It's all out
there. And it's fantastic.
All right.
So, I mean, it was a really that was a very disappointing movie and a waste of so many talented people that just, like, you didn't have to make a third one. Or you could have just waited until everybody was available or get someone who spoke English or, like...
I went to see the third one and, you know, was entertained, and then I walked out and I said, we can be done
now. Yeah, we can be done, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're all done now. Good job.
If that didn't kill it, none of them gonna.
Right.
Yeah.
we don't need a 4 and a 5.
So then we're just going to talk briefly about two things, and then we're out of here.
Okay.
Good,
my segment's done.
God, I guess. I didn't realize that was going to...
So, The Staircase. I finished it up. We talked about it. It is the murder case of Michael Peterson, and there was some confusion, because I guess you guys had talked about it one of the weeks I was gone, and that it was a 2004 documentary, and Doug had brought that up, and we were all very confused. I think you may have missed the week where we cleared up the confusion. What it turns out is, it was a documentary from 2004, then there was a second part made in, like, 2011 based on things that came up in the trial, and this guy just offered the documentarians, as soon as he was indicted... He invited this French documentary crew to come and make a movie, which it turns out not all the family gave permission for. Like, main players did, but then there's family members that said yes initially and then didn't like the tone of it. So then there's a part two from 2011-ish that gets tacked on. And then this is the culmination of a third part that they just made because of recent events. Oh, so now you're watching all three documentaries in this one thing. It is long. Like, it really is. I think it's 13 parts because you're watching three completely different documentary series.
Right.
And it really takes that much time to show you. And it's very interesting. It's a very, very fascinating thing to watch. To watch the bias of the filmmakers come across. Like, the bias of the judge, for sure, who on camera later has to, like, confess something in his little confessional. That I cannot believe, and I wish our friend was here, because I really wanted to ask him when I saw it. Like, I can't believe that a judge would look at a camera and say what he says at the end. Like, I thought it, like, judging career is now officially
should be over.
Done. You're talking about the stairs thing,
the staircase. Yeah,
staircase.
Okay. So it turns out I was like, wait a minute, and
don't get confused with escalator. Very different.
Yeah, it's a whole different movie. So
they look the same.
I guess you guys had talked about it too, but did, like, somebody said, oh no, that's like the precursor to all the true crime documentaries. It came out in 2004, and I was like, this thing says it came out in 2018, but again, it's. There's so many parts to it.
No, but I had watched something else about his first wife. And
it turns out last year on that show Trial and Error with John Lithgow, where the guy, like, kills his wife and he's clearly guilty.
Right.
Because they, like, the whole documentary hadn't come out, they played it as a joke. Like, how could anyone ever find this guy innocent? But, like, the biases against this guy, and some of them were sexual, like, they just harp on the fact that he had bisexual relationships, and that just made him a murderer. Like, in North Carolina, they just, they went right across that bridge, and everybody went with them, because it was, like, 2004. And it really, and it just kept sitting wrong in my ear every time the prosecution would go back to that.
Right.
And it was like, you haven't found one person to say they had a bad relationship. Like, you have not brought out one witness that ever saw them fight. Even the people that are, like, family members that are like, he had to have killed her, are like, but they loved each other. Like, no one, not one person didn't believe that they were on good terms, enjoying their lives together, raising, like, this extended family, but they just kept harping on that bisexuality. And and then I got to the part where I realized we flash forward 6 years, and I'm like, who took the time to flash forward 6 years? That's when I finally Googled, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Right.
Who waits around 6 years to finish a documentary?
Sure.
There was a part two. The first one must have aired on, like, A&E or Bravo or something in, like, 2004 or 5, came to one conclusion that made everyone on one side of the trial look completely silly and preposterous. Then you get to 2011, and you see, like, all the fuck-ups from the prosecution. Like, how much was just straight-up bullshit? And it's just shocking, because that first documentary was just so biased in one direction.
Right.
To all of a sudden find out, and it brought in the lacrosse players from... Is it Chapel Hill?
Sure.
The lacrosse players that were accused of raping the girl. Well, it turns out the district attorney that kept doing the Donald Trump and going on TV and like just vilifying these lacrosse players. And it turns out it was a made-up story that no one had been
hung
on. He just wanted the win and his political career hung on it. He has a little part of just shittiness. And it just, like, I didn't know how it came. I had no idea how it was going to end. I was really kind of baffled at this six-year jump. But I was like, well, he had to have killed her. Like, what? Like no story makes sense.
What other conclusion are we going to come to?
There was, first of all, just in looking through this, it wasn't his... The first person who died at the bottom of a staircase, because that happens a lot, wasn't a wife, it was a friend.
Right. And that's another thing that gets into evidence. But that's another thing that gets into evidence that has no business in evidence. There was nothing suspicious about that death.
Right. Well, I mean, except for the fact that, like, you know, 10, 15, 16, 17 years later, someone else dies at the front.
But
I'm just saying.
Right.
That's a weird kind of coincidental.
And then we get to the ugly bias of Nancy Grace.
Right.
And that's the kind of shit that you're watching something in court that you're like...
Wait, this story ends in how we got Nancy Grace?
Right.
Nancy Grace was screaming at it and like clouding public opinion because she was bringing up something. No one was charged.
Yep.
It was not declared a murder. It was an accident.
Right.
They think she had an aneurysm. She fell down the stairs. Unlucky coincidence.
A hemorrhage.
But you cannot bring that up in a court of law because it does what you did. You just prejudiced a jury based on absolutely
nothing.
But that was because I did. I thought when I... And maybe I was watching something else, like, I don't know, Law and Order.
Well, it turns out if you saw this case at any point, and it probably got ripped from the headlines and made it on as a story on
Law and Order,
one of those, because of the bias of every single time. And the fact that, well, this other lady must be dead from the, you know, he must have killed that one back then. Well, if he killed the one back then, there were police there. There was all kinds of witnesses.
I assume an autopsy was done.
There's a time frame. Somebody would have charged him or put him at the scene. He didn't live with her. They were neighbors.
Right.
They found, and he didn't find the body, had nothing to do with it. Like, it was just bizarre. But there are some other weird parts to
it. Does this name mean anything to you guys, Dr. Henry Lee?
Not right now, it doesn't. In what context?
OJ. Dr. Henry Lee was
for the defense?
For the defense, I believe, for OJ, yeah. And this one says, although forensic expert Dr. Henry Lee, hired by the defense, testified that the blood spatter evidence was consistent with an accidental fall down the stairs, they're pushing the whole thing. It just didn't matter because there was Fung and Lee as far
I didn't remember Lee being part of the OJ thing. But I mean, it's in the time frame. It's only 5 or 6 years later. Oh no, he's in North. Oh yeah, but you hire him.
Yep.
He's a hired expert.
Yep.
But then, like when they would, then you get to the part where like they present you with everything that North Carolina has been doing wrong as far as like criminal prosecution for years, manufacturing evidence. Like, absolutely just deciding someone's guilty. Then they go into the whole thing of plea deals. Because people always say, well, why would they plead guilty if they didn't do it? Because, like the Central Park Five, if you're told it's life in prison and we have all these things that are going to convict you, or you can plead guilty and get 2 years and be gone.
Right, you just do the two years.
And you don't have the money for it. And at one point, like, Michael Peters, whatever his name is, looks at the camera and he goes, I have money. I didn't do this. I have money. I can afford all of you. How does someone that doesn't have money go through this? And they're like, you would make a plea deal. There'd be a plea deal here.
Though there is no real credible evidence against you, but they've stacked the deck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like the Central Park Five with the confessions from someone who's got an IQ of, and the West Memphis Three, like, oh my God. I mean, but just the biases. And then that evil fucking cunt, Nancy Grace, how she stayed on TV that long. She is just a vile, nasty, dripping with hatred, evil person. And they would show the actual court because they allowed the trial to be televised, which I don't know how anybody agreed to this. I do not understand, like, capturing the Freedmen.
Mm-hmm.
Freedmen's. How did you all agree to this? Why is this all on camera?
Right.
And you would see the proceedings for the day. And then they would cut to Nancy Grace because they would be watching Nancy Grace on TV and they'd be like, what the fuck trial was that reporter at? Because they would object to something, say sustained, kick it out, and then Nancy Grace would just broadcast it. And they're like, that's not what happened.
Right.
Like, they ruled that inadmissible, but Nancy Grace is just like a dog with a bone. I swear to God, if if she did not eat all of Casey Anthony's bones, that kid's bones, like, she just gnawed on them. Like, she lived off that dead kid.
Yeah, she did.
She's
she
a
did.
Filthy, gross no. human. Yeah. But anyways.
Yeah, and so, Henry Lee Wood, JonBenet Ramsey, Helen Crafts, that wood chipper one, the first murder conviction without a victim's body, the O.J. Simpson, Lacey Peterson, post 9/11. I mean, he was a part of...
Oh, yeah.
Like, all okay. kinds of stuff, yeah.
So here's someone with...
Vince Foster.
Some credibility, some mm-hmm. infamy, like... Yeah. But there's also parts that don't make any sense. And then you've... Oh, the shit that you find out. Well, then there's a third part made a few years later because it just keeps dragging on. That no one knows how to prosecute him now.
Right.
The truth has come out. They don't know how to prosecute him. So no. So he just sits in limbo. Mm-hmm. So he's like, so it was.
So
just,
and is he incarcerated?
No.
No.
But okay. He's just sitting in limbo. Like, he's not innocent or guilty. He's not free at all. He's got this hanging over him, but nobody yeah. knows how to proceed. So they won't proceed because they don't want to lose the case. So they won't start it. So it goes on, it drags on for years, so then you cut up, like, five more years later, here's another documentary, and this, I think the last one is only two parts. And you're just like, what the fuck is wrong with our justice system? Mm. So it really is, it's long, and I'm not gonna lie to you, like, that's, it's a 13 episodes of hard-to-watch mm. TV, and I changed my opinion 18 times right up to the last second.
Is each segment an hour?
None of them are 30 minutes. Yes. They're like, some of them are 40, some of them are okay. 55 because they were filmed for different things.
Okay.
I just kept changing my mind. And I read the comments from the people that watched the first one that wanted him just burned alive. And then you get the ones that watched the second one and they're like, oh my God, what if we had burned him alive?
Right.
Like, because we don't know. You still don't know if he did it or he didn't do it, but you're like, well, some of the shit they brought up was just make believe. And that bisexuality thing turning you into a murderer.
It makes no sense.
It's not a thing, right?
It's not a thing.
Right.
So there's that. So
it almost equates to all of the, especially the religious right that it wants to make every single gay person a pedophile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes there's no.
But it's really the priests.
Right. The 3,000 that just came out was just in the
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
3,000, right?
That no, that's the victims. So much about Pennsylvania.
That's the victims, right? Where there's 3,000 victims.
Yeah.
But I forget what the number was of how many priests there were, but it's a lot.
And the one that married the girl and divorced her while she was unconscious and raped the one getting a tonsillectomy. Oh, yeah, they were equal opportunity fuckers.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh, read some of that shit. You'll think Penn State sounds like Disneyland.
Oh, my God.
Totally. My last thing is I finally finished Gianni Versace, the assassinated American crime story. Really, I think his best piece of work, like Ryan Murphy, but it's not really Ryan Murphy. He just hitched his wagon to somebody else who had a show available and he put his name behind it. Because his name is Tim something. The actual guy that created the story wrote and directed most of the episodes, and Ryan Murphy needed a true crime story, and he's like, yeah, that one works.
That guy, right.
So you're missing a lot of the Ryan Murphy, like, we don't need a dream sequence where Bette Davis has dinner with dead people. You know what I mean? Like, okay, don't we? No, we don't, honestly.
Are you sure?
So, but I just said, tight. And that last episode, Darren Criss, give him the fucking Emmy. We're done.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That was so, like, such a locked-in, gruesome performance, and just disturbing. But I did like, and the person I wanted to bring up was Max Greenfield. Ricky Martin, really a nothing role, because I think no one knows anything about that.
His lover,
guy.
Right.
Yep. Like, there's not enough known. You had
there
nothing to do with
there wasn't any real meat there.
So I was like, clearly we got an Emmy nomination off the name. Mm-hmm. But Max Greenfield, who is Emmy nominated for New Girl, as his friend in Miami that looks a lot like Freddie Mercury, and I'm thinking he was just auditioning to play Freddie Mercury in the movie when they got him for this.
Okay.
Creepy is the wrong word. Just right on the, like, finger on the pulse of what was wrong with the police. And, you know, he does that whole thing where he meets him and he's kind of strung out on drugs and they're using each other for drugs in the Miami hotel room. But then at the end, when the cops come looking and he's like, oh, you're going to blame me? Like, we've been invisible for all this time. He killed some homos. You fuckers didn't care. Now we killed somebody famous, and now you want to know where he is? He's like, he was never hiding.
Right. Yeah.
You just don't see us. And I was like, whole speech, that whole interaction with the cops. I'm like, cut print Emmy. Like, we're done. And he wasn't even nominated. And I thought he had two great episodes, like two truly great episodes where, you know, you're used to him being the douchey guy on New Girl. So to be playing this, like, sleazy.
He gets sweeter in later seasons. I just finished a whole.
Oh no, I watched the whole show. But you know what I mean. He's always the he
got rid of the jar and everything.
The douche jar that cracked me up.
But that's it was a hell of a series, and like again, Darren Criss played that part so well.
Yeah,
it was it made me concerned about Darren Criss. And unfortunately, I've seen him in subsequent interviews where he's just him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, good, you're fine.
Well, but it kind of reminds, dear God, Hopkins, Sir Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, is
like
Lecter.
when he was playing Lecter. And
I never watched that, so yeah, no.
Seeing that kind of thing, you're like, all right then.
Yeah,
you did that. You really are, way too.
Yeah. I'm just gonna wait over here. Yeah.
I'm gonna go right over here.
And he did a really, really scary movie in the 70s called Magic. About a ventriloquist that was after Anne Margaret.
Anthony Hopkins?
Anthony Hopkins. That's where I first heard of him.
I believe I remember seeing the movie poster of that somewhere along the way.
Oh, and that awful commercial, Hocus Pocus, Now You're Dead.
I do kind of recall that.
Oh, my Hocus Pocus, Now She's in Your Bed, Abracadabra, Now She's Dead. And it was the laughing ventriloquist doll.
Okay. Because
he was a ventriloquist that murdered women. Oh, it was fucked.
Oh, it sounds like it.
The commercial scared the bejesus out of me, so I had to run into the whole movie.
Right.
I wanted to sustain
that.
I wanted to sustain that fear for up to 90 minutes.
Now, if Darren Criss gets the Emmy, he's denying an EGOT to, I forget who it is, because I just watched the interview on Colbert the other night, but he's up against somebody, and I can't recall.
I'm on it.
But yeah, if he wins, he denies somebody an EGOT. And Darren Criss is like, I don't care. Give him the Emmy.
He's John Legend.
I was going to say that. I'm like,
No, he doesn't have. No, John Legend has three ways to win the EGOT.
Then it's not him. There's somebody else because Colbert and him were both talking about this person. And I thought maybe I'm wrong. I thought he said John Legend, but
John Legend has three ways that night to become an EGOT winner because he's nominated for his portrayal of Jesus and Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh,
he's also nominated as a producer of Best. Limited series or TV movie, and he's got three nominations that he's got three ways to win it. So Darren Criss could only knock him out of one of the ways.
Out of one, okay. Unless there was somebody else they were talking about as well, but I thought it was John Legend
because that's the big thing with John Legend now is him getting his EGOT and sneaking it in because he won the Tony as a producer of maybe Jitney. Was that the name of the show?
I don't know.
You may be correct in that.
He won the Tony as a producer of a non-musical. He got his Oscar for Selma, and of course he has Grammys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't see another potential EGOT, so I'll bet they were talking about John Legend.
Yeah.
Is he nominated against? He's one of the people that could box him out.
Yeah, but it's hard to say because they combine, like TV movie and miniseries are combined for the acting, but then they're done as individual things for the actual production, so he can win the other way.
Sure.
What else are you going to talk about? Because I have a question you. That's it. Okay. You're all up in arms about. Doug even mentioned it to me. I didn't go in the conversation
Doug
any further.
Doug has the night off.
But I know, right? Right. He's on assignment.
Your
rant and your rave about the Oscars change of movies.
Oh, that's bullshit. Most popular movie. We have the People's Choice Awards for that shit. Like, there's already a place. There's the MTV Awards.
I was listening to a podcast that was kind of ranting about this. And the woman, she says, you know what? There's already a prize for most popular movie. It's called Money.
Right, yeah. I saw that, too.
I love that we listen to the same podcast.
I heard somebody actually say
sure
that
it's
on
gone around, yeah.
Maybe so.
Now, my thing was, the way that we all bitch about continuity on here, especially him and I, the fact that motherfucking Brady house doesn't have a second fucking floor from the outside because they chose it before the pilot. So they chose a house
they hadn't done their layout yet.
Does not match the inside of the house.
No, not at all.
And they never thought to change it.
Now, so what I read was that HGTV was going to try and change it and make that motherfucker a two-story with the Brady floor plan.
Yes, that's what I... Because they told me that was not the case last week, but now I've heard that twice. That TV Land
was
is going to make that
me?
Happen. No.
Okay.
Wow.
Just checking.
That'll be interesting.
So he's got two sources. I've got a source. Print it.
Yep, print it. We got independent sources.
Interesting. On Twitter, 20 minutes ago, this just came up. The Associated Press is reporting, and I think Twitter's going to be on the wrong side of history on this one, but we'll see. Twitter suspends officially far-right conspiracy theorist Alex Jones for 1 week
no.
for violating company rules against inciting violence. Everybody else has dropped him. The YouTubes has dropped him. I think the Facebooks dropped him.
Yeah.
But Twitter just keeps hanging
on
with it.
Was it dropping him or was it dropping videos?
I don't know. I know.
No, they're deleting his account.
Okay.
And the
okay.
thing that he can't get past is the fact that he is releasing home addresses and phone numbers for parents of...
Yeah, Sandy Hook.
The Sandy Hook parents.
Mm-mm.
Because it's
how
a hoax.
How can you release those if, you know, they're fake?
Yeah. I mean, just...
What a dickhead.
Despicable. And that's the part
awesome.
That, you know...
Awesome. Awful.
I just think he needs to be eliminated. No, he can do his website, he can do his stream, he can do whatever. I mean, that's your own thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people that probably say we should be shut down, too, for being just a half-assed show. But... We are not inciting violence.
Who are they?
But he's all
well,
obviously
not nice.
Well,
he's obviously going to be screaming all, you know, First Amendment.
Yeah.
But
and it is First Amendment until you publish.
Right. That's right.
Addresses and home.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny.
No,
it was funny when
First
Joan Rivers
Amendment.
Did it about Victoria Principal. It was funny then.
We need to back it up with the First Amendment. The First Amendment does not grant you the right
to harass
to say anything free from consequence. The First Amendment grants you the right to speak against the government without fear of arrest or legal penalty. It doesn't say that you can't lose your Twitter account because you're a dickhead.
And I agree.
That's
with
not
that.
What the First Amendment says.
Right.
Stop
but
it. It's not a First Amendment.
People should also understand that being an asshole has repercussions. I'm enjoying the meme that's going around on Facebook that says. I'm gonna paraphrase here because I know I'm gonna get it wrong. The gist of it is: remember, if you're an asshole in public, you're not protected because you don't have a secret service. Like basically, if you're gonna be a dickhead and just shout off your mouth, that has consequences.
Yeah,
somebody can hit you for it.
Yeah,
it always does. And the answer is Jeff Daniels because Antonio Banderas, Jesse Plemons, Benedict Cumberbatch, and Jeff Daniels, none of them have Oscars.
Wow, we jumped around. Okay,
so now the EGOT.
Right.
So the only person, like none of those people, I don't know what other awards they may
Jeff
or may
Daniels?
Not have. Jeff Daniels does not have an Oscar, never been nominated. Benedict Cumberbatch, been nominated, never won. John Legend has an Oscar. Jesse Plemons, I don't even think he's made a movie. Antonio Banderas, definitely not nominated, although we all wanted him to be for Evita. So your only hope there. But in John Legend can relax. He has, let's see how many chances he has, because now this link is working. The link wasn't working. He is... I guess he did not make the. They always announce the producers later who gets production credit, and he has been kicked off the production credits for Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, so now he just has two opportunities.
No, just the one.
Oh, he does have the one.
He just has the one. He was not.
So I stand correct in my what I heard.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's how you like that asshole.
That's but I mean because
laser focus here.
They fight about that because it wasn't until right before the Oscars that Leo got his nomination for The Wolf of Wall Street as a producer. They had to fight to the last minute to get him included because you have to prove you were a part of the. That's why I can't believe he lost the bid. Like,
wow,
that's odd.
Jumping topics again. Earlier, were you not talking? Was somebody here talking about Stacey Abrams in the Georgia governor's race or no?
No, but we can.
Again, a minute ago, it was announced on the Twitters that Jimmy Carter is now endorsing Stacey Abrams in the Georgia governor's race, which makes him the third president, former president, to weigh in on that.
Hooray!
Oh, nice.
Still building houses. What is he, 94?
Jimmy.
Building houses and endorsing people.
And
his son, is it a son or a nephew of his?
It's got to be a nephew, and they only have the daughter.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my bad.
Or grandson.
It could have been a grandson.
Yeah, the grandson's the one that filmed the 49% video.
Because he was interviewed on MSNBC maybe a week ago because his last name was Carter, and they were talking about his grandfather. I didn't pay that close attention to it, but I thought, Carter, another Carter, still in the... In the realm of politics down there.
Yep, and I'm sure that's his.
Yeah, because that was good times. So, and then in the page, they don't list any producers for Outstanding Variety Special, so he may be back. Because backtrack it, you don't find a list of producers. So, fingers crossed that John Legend gets his EGOT, because he really snuck it in. Because very few people noticed.
That's what she said.
Yeah. But it was funny because I'm the person that pauses to read all of the producers when they list the 7,000 producers that win the Tony Award.
Yeah.
Because in a shocking turn of events in 2001, it was Whoopi Goldberg as one of the 700 people that produced Thoroughly Modern Millie.
Oh.
So she didn't win for The Color Purple like most people think she did. Right. She got it for Thoroughly Modern Millie. And that's news. So she snuck in her EGOT too. So true. I mean, you get them however year EGOTs and EGOTs right. and EGOT. Sure. We're not going to argue and quibble.
She's still sitting on the mantle.
Yeah. But Rita Moreno's are all for performing. Like that has to be. Should be noted that Rita, she wasn't producing or anything else. She was a performer in all of her wins. Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty.
And
impressive.
Like Robert Lopez of Frozen, his are all for the same thing: songwriting.
Yeah,
there's no sneaky bits. He got the hard one. He won an award for writing songs in four different genres. That's kind
that's
of impressive.
Really hard to do. Yeah.
For real.
EGOTs, it's a thing.
Yeah, it is.
So there we go. That's entertainment, sorry.
That's entertainment.
Ta-da.
La, 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 la.
Some sugar.
So, did you, have you, will you?
Not gonna, yeah.
Do you think you got the two?
Sure, go ahead.
You're going to make up shit. All I know what you're going to do.
I'm going to do some shit.
All right, here we go.
Never made up thing.
Two things is what she brings. Two things is what she's talking about. Two things, important little things. That is what she's spouting out.
You just need two things.
That means two things.
Let's get two things clear.
And then two things about yourself.
And I've come to share with you one of two things. No, two of two things. We're sharing two things right now.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world.
Quick, grab two things you love.
It can be two things.
Only two things in the world I'm scared of.
Rise of fries and two things.
Remember two things.
I believe in two things.
Guys are only after two things.
What's better, doing two things at once or just one?
Never half-ass two things. Whole ass one thing.
Please welcome her whole ass to the show. It's Kat Carlson.
I'm only half ass like one thing. No, actually, I have terrible, terrible news that I don't know that you've heard.
Oh my gosh. Mm. This ought to be exciting, I'm sure. I feel like I don't know how you're coming at me with this. All right.
Well, as you might remember, I was the catalyst to the near death of my future ex-wife, Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
Clearly, our breakup drove her
yes.
to relapse.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's
and
a
overdose.
Lovely woman. I'm sure
they revived her with some Narcan.
Yep.
Sent her to the rehab.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Now.
What'd you do to Wilder Valderrama?
In a devastating twist.
Why? What's wrong with him?
Nothing.
They're getting back together.
Oh.
No.
He's
who?
By her side, committed to helping her through rehab, rekindling their love.
Who's he?
Wilmer Valderrama?
Oh my God, I totally was making that up. I had no idea.
Wilmer Valderrama is Fez from the 70s show.
Yeah, no, I know,
and
but
now
I thought I was making it up because
they were together for like 6 years.
I did not know that.
They were together. They broke up.
Wow.
Apparently they're back together. Clayton and I are devastated.
Yes, I can believe
it. We don't know how to feel about this. We're very upset.
I know how to feel.
We're very upset.
Mm-hmm. I can help you through both the feelings. Confused, angry, horny.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of the above.
Maybe she wants to be Batwoman to make us all feel better.
Devastated.
I am, in fact. And just so that you all... where the fuck did the picture go? God damn it when that happens.
They look lovely together, honest
and
to God.
She,
like,
beautiful babies.
God.
The offspring beautiful will be people. Lovely.
Oh, yes.
Jeez.
Oh,
Christmas.
You would think so, wouldn't you? Yeah.
I'll be.
Didn't she? Because she called 911 herself, right? Realized that she'd made a mistake and called 911.
Oh,
I hadn't heard that. I heard that it was like a friend that found her unconscious.
Oh, okay.
And they knew that she had relapsed. Like, people around her knew that she was back on the sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had the Narcan handy.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Like
most of the stories that I read on the topic, the paramedics didn't bring the Narcan. They had it right there.
Wow!
They were thinking about her.
Oh,
yeah.
Guess
she's
where we're going.
The hard stuff.
We're just gonna keep this handy there.
Well, that's really odd because now with
there's a picture of the two of them.
I'd watch them fuck. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, is that video out yet?
Exactly.
Here's my credit card.
I don't know why there's no butter
here's
on the
my
top
credit
right.
card. Yes.
I don't know what I could possibly be using it for.
Demi Lovato, Wilmer Valderrama.
Back together again.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, and she's hitting something that needs Narcan, God bless her.
Listeners,
Yeah.
Just remember. Just
support us in this time of sadness.
Nobody brings the one ship up. The one always sinks the other one.
Well, now, I don't know. I see how you were trying to come at me with this, because really it was going to be a sad, it's a sad story.
A sad story.
But I have.
Are you over him?
Well, no.
Have you broken up with him?
In recent months or maybe years, I've realized that I don't have a chance with him.
That's not the point of the story.
There's two reasons.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I don't have a chance. I've moved on.
Realistic goals and aspirations are now a part of your daily life.
Reality is not the point of the future.
Jason Medina is still on the game. And potentially.
Absolutely not.
I've even given up on Ricky Martin, because then he wants kids. I'm like, oh, that's just a fucking
thing. He already has the kids. It's not a want now.
No, no, but I mean, he wanted kids. So they're like, no, I don't have time for you anymore. And this goes along with
much to his chagrin.
Yeah, I'm sure. Now, but I had a better chance because Ricky's gay, Wilmer's not. Now, the other thing is, I already watch people's profile pictures. If anybody ever hits me up and I see a lot of pictures of, you know, like hiking and trips everywhere, I already eliminate them. Because I'm like, nope, we're not going to work. It's not going to work out.
Second story about a dog, I'm out.
What?
Yeah, I'm not. No, I haven't eliminated that yet. But yeah, I don't.
So would you describe yourself as hopeful? How would you describe yourself, Clayton?
I don't think about myself like that.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
I need to bring back the notepad.
And now back to the Emmy Awards.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, we got through one thing.
Yeah, but
with you.
She said she only had the one.
That's all right. We'll come back.
John Legend is nominated as a producer. It's official.
Oh, good.
How many different headlines do you have to figure this out with?
Well, IMDb doesn't have. Well, you brought it up with the EGOT, and I remembered when the day he got nominated that he had two chances.
But we've had him in and out in the past 15 minutes.
I let him go in and out anywhere he wanted.
That's how this game is supposed to work.
Burgers, me, I don't care. Nope. You can bring that skinny white bitch with you. I don't give a shit.
Well, I sent you pictures of Milan Christian.
Well, she's always pregnant, so he's got to hit something.
Something.
I mean that metaphorically.
Yes, of course. You do.
Gentle soul.
Hey. Sure.
Unless he's got a big old dick, then he can slap around with that. I don't know. I'm just telling
you.
We
went to a weird place.
Yeah.
Really got to.
Yeah. Didn't just put it in the spank bank, opened it up, and told you about it.
Whatever you gotta do.
Also, not how this game is supposed to work.
That's right.
It's supposed to be a very personal journey. Yeah. It's a private moment.
It doesn't.
That you can share with a friend with maybe a wink and a knowing smile.
And nudge.
And no details. Yeah, a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you know what I mean?
Yep, yeah, there you have it.
Got me.
Uh-huh. Working it out.
Say no more.
I don't know why there's not any butter on the popcorn. I don't know what we used it for.
Meant
is that a
please.
Metaphor?
Yeah.
Okay. You're left-handed, correct?
I am. What?
And you two are not.
Nay, nay.
Okay. Because we had Left-Handers Day was yesterday.
Yes, that's right.
They've never really determined if I was a left or right.
Oh, if you grab a pen and write your name.
You should see all the different things I do with my left hand.
Though. Oh, well.
I just want you to write your name. Let's not go nuts.
Well, though, when you look at my handwriting, you're like, is that the right hand? Like, should you be doing that with that hand? And I don't hold a pen right either. I think it's just too lazy to ever get it right. But when I played baseball, I played left-handed.
Okay, wait.
Yeah.
Okay. See, this is how the imagination game works.
You can't just throw that out there and move on.
When I played baseball.
I just thought you knew that.
Yeah, oh, God, no.
Why would I know that?
Let's go right back to that.
Or wait, are you...
Played baseball.
Are you just thinking you were a cast member of League of Their Own?
Yeah, what number were you?
I was the catcher.
Now it makes sense.
Okie
dokie. It was for
sure
cold.
Sure you were.
Yeah.
Sure you were.
He was always at home base.
And it turns out...
Strike one.
I could hit. Like, one of the surprising things was that I was, a really good hitter. And then played softball with Taco Bell. And, they would be like, he needs to be on the team. He can actually hit. And then for some reason, I can hit. I don't know why.
I don't either.
But smacking something with something else kind of works. With large club-like things, yes. Small,
also,
tiny devices.
Also handy for when you become a murderer.
Good.
My father wanted
me
to learn golf, and it was very frustrating because I golfed left-handed. Yeah. And they were like, what the fuck is this?
Oh. Okay.
And anything that I do without someone showing me how to do it, I instinctively do left-handed. It's just me being lazy. Like, somebody's probably like, oh, no, not with that hand. Do it with this hand.
I don't know that it was lazy.
Oh, no, it's me. You know that all stories with me involve.
That's true. Yeah.
I write
huge amounts of laziness.
Always have written with my left hand. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I was never in a school that beat the shit out of you and forced you to do the other thing. But I don't like so many other people write this upside down bullshit. I've never done that.
No,
but
that's because my grandmother instilled in me. Like, I had to go to my grandparents' house because my grandma was left handed.
Okay,
and they forced her to be right-handed.
All right.
And so she still could write left-handed and made... My dad was left-handed as well. And made good and damn sure that I would not write...
Upside down.
The over-the-top and whatever. Yeah, so I had to go there.
Yeah, I don't even understand how that works.
I don't need
well, a lot of people, they say that they did it because that way it wouldn't smudge.
The ink dried.
But you're dragging it all over.
But you're dragging it all over the top part of it, so I don't know.
That's already dried. It's time.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, if you write straight across and you drag your hand, not so much in a ballpoint pen now, but
yeah
it would just smudge all the way across.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Sure.
But and I honestly got to think that somebody saw me having difficulty and was like, oh no, put it in your other hand. I was like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, fine.
This is not a right, point I care about. But my handwriting is like atrocious.
But now when you work with tools or you're at work, like if somebody, like, I know this is an odd foreign thing to you. If somebody handed you a screwdriver to tighten or loosen a screw, which hand would you?
I would just take whichever one's closer. Like, I really don't.
My question actually is, what hand do you hold the phone
with?
That's
right, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what he would use if you handed him a screwdriver.
That's probably true.
But right.
To call the maintenance human.
But like, what? That's the same with me.
There's a screwdriver in my hand. Help me.
No, but when I answer the phone.
There's a shovel and a rat in my house. I need to move.
But when I answer the phone, I swipe with my left hand, but I hold it with my right.
Yep.
I write with my left. Yep. I then do screwdrivers with it. But I'll use a hammer with my left.
Then stronger. I'll use both.
Because my strength isn't the same, like to twist a screwdriver.
My strength is in my right hand.
Okay.
So, like if I'm in a bowl or if I'm going to throw the ball, it's right handed.
And if I bowl, I bowl right handed.
Mm-hmm. But if I, if anything that's physical, it would need to be right hand. You're fucking killing me. But anything that's technical has to be my left. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, so,
this show just sounds filthy. Filthy. To those that just tuned into the porn channel where we describe all the things we do with either hand.
We didn't touch on that one.
All my strength.
All my strength.
Ernie says,
all my strength.
Ernie can attest to that.
Is in this hand.
Ernie can attest to that.
It went from weirdly motivational to borderline pornographic.
Here's what I love about the two things segment.
Uh-huh, yep.
What was the second thing?
We're going to get there.
Yeah.
We don't, it doesn't even make any sense anymore because there was a beautiful segue and it's dead.
Yeah, we like it. Nothing wrong with that.
Give us a hint. Because we missed.
So...
Did your hand fall asleep? No, the whole arm.
Oh. My hand's got whiskey dick.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy.
You got to write that down. That's good.
It's okay. It was all right.
By the way, are you still covered in nut dust?
How's that going for you?
I wrote that down.
Still lucky.
Yeah. I wrote that down.
That was a pre-air... We got
to that. Well, I wrote it down.
Yeah, I know you wrote it down. Yeah. I know, but I don't know if everybody heard him say that because he said that before we went on the air.
I know, which is why it was funny to us.
Yeah,
yeah, yep.
And everybody else went, "What the fuck?"
Oh my god!
Yep. So my segue and my second thing.
Yes.
Later that same day,
drive that horse home. Come on, Kat. Yeah. Make it work.
Coming from the just sadness. Of the Demi and Wilmer news.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Just the devastation. Yeah. I have been indulging in some emotion porn.
Oh.
In the form of The Fosters.
Oh. Mm.
Jesus H. Christmas.
Okay.
These freaking people. Every episode is a cliffhanger. Every episode is like a life-changing dilemma. Like these poor freaking people.
Yeah.
Worse than Grey's Anatomy with their life-changing things that happen every single day.
Yeah, but are the Fosters real? Because the people in Grey's Anatomy are real.
Clearly, and three of them are me at different points in my life, which is what's fucking me up.
Yeah, that's a very emotional show.
It's a really good show. If you haven't like seen it, I
really
highly
good.
Recommend it.
Yep.
Has Rosie O'Donnell showed up yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I think she's very good on that.
I think so, too.
That's what made me start watching it.
Is this what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've not heard of that one.
I did not know that.
If you've talked about it. Now,
available on Netflix?
Now, I have to ask you, because there's a house in this picture. Is the house and the layout of the house inside and out, does it match or are we losing our fucking mind?
It seems consistent. Yeah, it seems consistent with the outside.
This one complains about continuity all the time. all the time. I am not alone on this.
But it's the story of some
a lovely lady.
Well, two lovely ladies, in fact.
Oh, two.
Yeah,
there you have it.
It's the story of two lesbians living in San Diego in a house that they couldn't possibly afford.
There's
as a cop and a principal.
A
are you fucking kidding me?
Exactly.
Maybe one
settle
of them works
down.
At a bar.
Not,
yeah.
not that I don't. I can't afford that shit either. God damn.
My lord.
My land.
And they've like adopted a bazillion kids, right. And then the children have their troubles, and everything's just so much.
Yeah.
But I can't stop watching it because every one of them ends in a little cliffhanger, and I'm like, what happens next?
Dun, dun, dun.
Right. So all of a sudden it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm still watching the freaking Fosters.
3 o'clock. In the morning, and it looks like it's gonna be another sleepless night. No,
that was good. Lovely. So I just want to do a shout out on that topic. We're gonna segue to my cousin in Rochester.
Little Crystal Gale.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Never
go. Don't it make my brown eyes blue? Is that where
yeah.
we're going? So, my brown eyes winking at you, girl. I had a drag queen that used to say that all the time. It was so gross. But
it still is.
So this,
yeah, it still is. For those of you looking for the update.
So what? There goes
still vile.
There goes
still
a lovely
gross.
Tribute to my cousin who has foster kids, has adopted some, but takes in
oh,
kids.
Oh, that's fantastic!
But
yeah.
This last couple weeks or the last week, she did the I can't think of what it's called. Where they back to nature,
Iditarod.
Sea life,
Iditarod.
Get out and go walk the wilderness. Oh my God! It's this really charming campaign.
Running
where they
away,
bring,
naked
they bring
and afraid.
Kids from the city
oh,
to
okay.
the country.
Yeah, yeah.
They take cities from the city and bring them out to the country.
They take cities from the city.
They took children from the city
okay.
and bring them to the country and introduce them
and
to like
freak them out.
The lakes. Yeah, exactly.
Find your way home, kid.
Oh, it's called the Fresh Air Program.
Oh,
so it
no.
gets them
okay.
out of the inner city where they don't get to see a lot of like you don't get to see that farm to table thing.
Like
you don't
cows and chickens.
Cows and chickens
right.
and the natural environment. And they stopped at a place in New York called Watkins Falls that's absolutely beautiful and like just the adventures. But she goes and she gets these kids. And she, it's a few of them, like, each person, like, has a couple with them. But they take them, I think it's for a week.
That's
and
cool.
You just take them out to where you live, and you get them out of the city into this fresh air program. And it's just really wonderful.
That sounds
yeah.
wonderful, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's really a great thing. And every year she posts pictures from, like, something that they saw, and you're, like, mind blown. Like,
wow.
to be a kid that never thinks you're going to, you know, see anything else,
sure.
but,
right.
you know, the train going by your house. Like, and just amazing, and how grateful the kids are for the adventure, and... You know, you're still in New York State, and it's just...
That's really cool.
Very exciting.
Very
but
nice.
She does great. She does great works with fosters, and she has her whole life.
Just like with anything, I don't know how... I don't think I would know how to foster.
You do it with dogs
no,
all the time.
I don't do it with dogs. They
well, no, I'm sorry. My
house.
Bad. No, you adopt and abduct.
Right.
Yeah, you do not foster. My bad.
I'm not going
yeah,
to I'm not going to fight you on that.
Yeah,
yeah you
they
know.
Shy
so.
Away from kidnapping the children.
I think, yeah. think fostering would be a challenge. I really, yeah.
Whether
well,
it's kids or whether it's animals. Like
yeah, you
the,
have the giving them back,
yeah.
the getting attached.
And especially right. if you know you're giving them with children.
Because they have to go back to tough situations sometimes.
Right.
And,
yeah.
you can't like stop it. Like,
yeah,
like
someone you just, have no say in it.
Someone just got well enough for this, but are they
yeah.
really well enough for what
right.
they're taking
yep.
on? And you gotta like, you hope that people will be smart enough to know, like, I need help. Maybe we can
yeah.
co-parent. Maybe you can be a partner in this. We can become the village for this child. Like you always hope that there's something, but that I can't.
But that's
I can't imagine
not
giving
it.
A child back like that.
Know.
Just
I don't know. I just
the ghost in the lines.
Tap your mic. There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
It's still there a little bit.
Yeah. Something's
don't know.
Something's loose.
I'll have to check our connections. That's weird. Something's odd in that mic.
I don't like it.
Well, you don't have a lot of fucking
it's
choice, Blair.
Yes, she does. She got a choice right there.
It's good.
Hello. Right. See, that's better.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
Stop punching!
Knock some sense into it.
Do we have a? Anybody have a thoughtful question we want to beat up or no?
That's not
anybody.
Not my department. I only
I'm
have
ready to call
my
it.
Segment.
You are?
Yeah.
Time
I don't death. Have. I don't have a thoughtful because I can't handle this.
It's all right.
So we can.
Been chased away by bees.
Well, something happened to our chat room.
I don't know. They everybody's just oddly quiet tonight.
Thank you for joining us, though.
I know, Benny.
Yeah. And the Jets?
Benny and Alan and Anand and Meow and Mama
Bridget.
Di. Bridget.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Well, again, if you're not used to seeing all
and
these
Aaron,
faces, this
like,
is
yeah,
the...
So but it never counted all of us on there, so I don't know what's
don't
going
know.
On. I feel like we're missing part of that.
The interwebs are screwed
it
up.
It was lovely to see Aaron back
know.
In the chat room.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody
Mama
who's
Di.
Out there.
Ships
Meow
at sea.
Cow.
Well, if it all works out, we'll rejoin this little party in Studio C 1 week from tonight. But as we wrap up tonight's show... Let's leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday!
Tuesday.
I burned some bridges at Wendy's.